From WCBU, Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week we're talking with David Commande from the Heartland Festival Orchestra. They're in concert tomorrow night at Five Points Washington with a program that features Doc Severinsen and the Stiletto Brass Quintet. David, welcome back.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Now, I know a lot of people will remember Doc Severinsen from all the years that he spent leading the Tonight Show band. How did this partnership, this collaboration come about? How did the two of you connect?
Well, you might say the seven of us, because we've got Doc Severinsen and the Stiletto Brass Quintet and me representing the orchestra. Actually, this came about, Amy Gilreath is our principal trumpet of the Heartland Festival Orchestra and on the faculty at ISU. Wonderful performer, making great waves on an international basis. Anyway, a while back, she told me that she and her best buddy colleagues had put together this dynamite brass quintet. It's all women, so hence the name, Stiletto Brass Quintet. They actually, having given themselves that name, they'll perform in them. Anyway, Amy told me about this group, and I was intrigued, and we talked a little, and, well, do you have any charts that work with orchestra? Well, we don't, but we want to commission some. We'd like to have some arranged and so forth. Then a little while later, I think it was last summer, she said, well, we had a great time this summer. We made friends with Doc Severinsen, and we performed with him this summer. And in fact, you can even go and look and see a video of us all performing together at this brass conference. Well, when I saw the chemistry and saw that connection, the wheels started turning in my head, and I said, So I called Amy, and I said, hey, what about it? How about bringing you, the quintet, and Doc together with the Heartland Festival Orchestra? And the rest is recent and imminent history.
But how do you get the conversation going? Do you have to talk one-on-one with Doc? It's your command.
Well, in this case, obviously Amy and the quintet, you know, they've made fast friends professionally and personally with Doc through their experiences, and so really Amy was the conduit, and it was you know, that chemical catalyst often works, by the way, in this fashion. So people sometimes ask, well, how did you get somebody so and so? I said, well, I know this person or that person who's friends with his wife or her husband or whoever the case may be. And it all came together this way. So we did, in fact, Amy was really doing the courier service big time for a while, because we were working through repertory ideas, what was going to go on the program, whose arrangements and so forth. So the emails went flying, I'll tell you.
And looking over the program, it's kind of a trip through American music of the jazz age. You've got some Louis Armstrong, you've got some Tommy Dorsey, some Gershwin on the program. Is this a little bit of a step outside the orchestra's usual repertoire for you?
Well, we've done a little bit of Gershwin. I don't think we had gotten to Ellington yet, but you may know from past concerts elsewhere, I love that music. I love big band music. And this was an opportunity for me. So, and of course, there's another meaning to the whole thing, and that is that Doc has lived the life of jazz. He is in his eighth decade, and he has performed with all of these great names. He came out of high school about the age of 17 and started working on a band. And he was, you know, we were chatting last night, and somebody asked him, well, how did you get from that little town in eastern Oregon to New York City? Doc looks over and he says, well, on the bus. But the fact is, literally and figuratively, because he went on tour with bands. And before long, because he was so good, he was playing in the Tommy Dorsey band. And he played for Benny Goodman. And he played with Charlie Barnett. And all of these great men of the jazz age that he made music with and for. And that's all before he got onto The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. I mean, that turned him, you know, brought him to so many households and made it possible for him to become even better known. But he earned it with his playing. So the guy has all this experience. And, for example, we've got one thing on this program, a Mancini medley. And it's there because Doc was buddies with Henry Mancini. Mancini, I ran across this wonderful musical theme that Mancini composed for Doc Severinsen. So Doc has an amazing experience, and we're kind of walking the walk along through that history with him in this program.
What are some of the songs that he'll be playing?
Well, he's going to play, thinking of people who are well-known, Tommy Newsom was one of the great players in his band and one of the arrangers. And Tommy arranged a tune called Caruso. Maybe you guys know. I didn't know this before. Maybe I should have. By Lucio Dalla, who's an Italian songwriter, in tribute to the singer, the opera singer Caruso. And it's romantic poetry. It's a really nice song. But it was arranged for Doc and orchestra. So Doc will be playing that Caruso arrangement. Meanwhile, he's doing a little bit with the brass quintet, and we're doing this other medley with both Louis and Lily Armstrong's music on it. That one's got the tunes, Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans? It means to, to Miss New Orleans. And Strutting with Some Barbecue. Those tunes are on that medley.
I'd like to talk just a little bit about the Stiletto Brass Quintet. You had mentioned that one of the performers in that ensemble is also your principal trumpet in the orchestra. But who's this ensemble? Who are they? How did they get started?
Well, they come from around the country. They got to know one another at various brass conferences, occasionally performing together elsewhere on the East Coast. We have Amy Gilreath and Kathy Leach are the trumpets. We have Kelly Langenberg, with whom I've made music. She's played in orchestras at various times with and for me. And we've got Jeannie Little on trombone and Velvet Brown on tuba. And they're amazing players. And Doc was talking about how he came almost by accident to hear them and how they just captured his interest and his imagination the first time he heard them rehearsing. And he listened for a while, and then he thought it was so good that he actually couldn't stop himself. He stood up. He said, "Hey, ladies, this is fantastic. Do you mind if I share a couple thoughts with you?" And that was actually a compliment, and it went from there.
Well, it sounds like in addition to being a survey of the jazz age, the concert is also kind of a celebration of the brass family of instruments with Doc and the quintet.
Yes, it is. Well, you can't imagine jazz without that brass sound. And there are really good arrangements that are for orchestra with that, but that's all part of it. And we have a really fine fine jazz trio sitting in with us, piano, bass, and drums. And so the sound will be genuine on our stage.
I couldn't help but smile, but when I read the agenda of music, like In the Mood and It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing, your joint is going to be jumping.
That's my ambition.
And I wonder what it's like when you know you're playing music that's going to be jumping. Can you see it on the faces of your musicians? Say, they're smiling along too.
Well, they will be. And the only thing I'll say, I don't know if I should confess this, but honestly, I kind of, you build programs a little bit in the abstract. It's not that it's intellectual, but still, you take the pieces, you put them together, and this would make sense. And, oh, yeah, well, we ought to have some Benny Goodman. Well, this medley is good. And now, preparing for this weekend and like the last night's interview with Doc and learning more and more about him, I'm just realizing, oh, dear. I am doing all these tunes with the orchestra in a way for Doc, who not only knows how they go, he played them with the guys who first put them together. So we're on the spot tomorrow night, I'll tell you.
I would assume this is a very, very popular concert, David.
It sure is. And as we speak, there's just a handful of tickets available still to be had, and most of them are singles. However, it was my experience way back as a student in Vienna. It didn't matter how big the concert was and how sold out. When I wanted to get into a concert, I went. Somebody either was selling a ticket at the door or there were still some tickets to be had. So people who want to come, you can double check with Kidder Music because they had some, just a handful. Or you can go online. Maybe there's something left. Or you can come over to Five Points because they're doing their best to make it possible for everybody who wants to get in to get in.
And you've also announced your next season starting up in the fall, five more programs. I've been looking over the lineup. Is there anything that stands out to you as a highlight that you're especially looking forward to next year?
Well, I'm so excited about, first of all, season five. I remember when we were just a sprout as an orchestra, and we're really gone. We've gone beyond the sprout stage, and we've had such a great response. And we're now with this third concert in a row where our house was really full. There's just a lot of excitement. Season five, anybody sees our brochure, it's got V for five, and there's kind of a V theme in our titles, very Mozart, Viva Viola, Vienna to Broadway, Vibrant Mendelssohn, and Victorious Beethoven. Now, we're touching on a lot of the things that our listeners have loved. We're going to have a program with Mozart, and the flute and harp concerto was dynamite. We're going to revisit on our Beethoven cycle. I think this is fun because, you know, we were a year behind on our basic Beethoven cycle. We would have had number four this season. But, you know, Beethoven, when he premiered these works, he paired up symphonies, actually. And we're going to put both the fourth and the fifth symphonies on our final program of the season, paired with a little bit of Haydn. We have Laura St. John coming back on the violin to play the great Mendelssohn violin concerto, and somebody she knows, a fellow Canadian, Max Mandel, a fantastic violist playing with Yo-Yo Ma and the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra in New York. He's coming to play Stamitz. And then we're going to again have our Vienna Broadway program in January. So it's a great lineup. I'm really excited about it.
Well, why don't we take just a minute right here and listen to an example of some of what you've been talking about, David. Here is Doc Severinsen in a performance of In the Mood, a number of people might remember. And that's Doc Severinsen performing an old favorite, In the Mood. We've been talking with the Heartland Festival Orchestra's David Commande. Their next concert, featuring trumpeter Doc Severinsen and the Stiletto Brass Quintet, is tomorrow night at 7:30 at Five Points, Washington. David, good to see you again.
Thanks so much.
Nathan, since it's the first weekend in April, Chow First Fridays Artist Studios and Galleries are open tonight from 5 to 9 p.m., Dozens of local artists will show their wares, such as ceramics, oil paintings, acrylics, photographs, and a number of artists will be having arts demonstrations. So if you've never been to one of these arts tours, visit chowpeoria.com for a map of locations.
And the Bradley University Chorale and Bradley Chamber Singers present their spring concert Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Dingledine Music Center. They're performing a program they've been performing on their spring tour, and it's also a concert that they are taking to Spain next month.
Out and About is a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you with the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Brian Sranowski. You can subscribe to our weekly podcast on our website. That's at PeoriaPublicRadio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.